This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're already talking about the next hurricane season. And we already have the names. But we've had the names for a while on who are these hurricanes are going to be named after. I took a quick peek. There's no Dahlia hurricane. I am so relieved. A Dr. Dahlia hurricane, like I said, would be probably very, very scattered, would definitely lean to the right, and, you know, cause a lot of, you know, heartache and men, break a lot of men's hearts, you know, so we definitely don't want, make a lot of men vomit, more like, all right, so we're being told that the Atlantic hurricane season could be as busy this year as it was last year. We've had a record drought, they say, with no major Category 3 to 5 hurricane landfalls in the United States. That was after that. Then 2017 was like, whoa. And 2017, we had a lot of hits. We had Maria. We had Irma. We had Harvey. We had Nate. And so it was remind, you know, after we kind of had a couple years of semi-peace, nature was really, really rough this year. They say the drought lasted more than a decade and ended with not one but three major hurricanes striking U.S. soil. Now, these storms all rank among the top five costliest in history. So, Colorado State University forecasts an above-average season. Now, I've been doing radio now for a while. Every year, they bring up an above-average season. I don't think they've ever said, guys, don't worry about it. We're good. I don't really recall any year where they go, you know what? We're fine. But as you know, the Atlantic hurricane season lasts from June to November. The season is less than 2 months away, and Colorado State University issued its preliminary seasonal forecast today. They expect a slightly above-average season with 14 named storms. Seven of these they expect to become hurricanes. Three they expect to be the big whoppers. Now, they say while above the long-term average of 12 named storms, six hurricanes, and three major hurricanes, they do think the forecast is going to be a little quieter than what we just had in 2017. So, why? Well, you know, last season we had near-record warm sea surface temperatures in the tropical Atlantic, and with the warmer water, then you end up having more fuel to make these big, heavy storms. They say the near-record warmth contributed to the surge in activity in 2017. I know a lot of people think, well, because of global warming, you're going to have more and more, you know, warmer waters, and with warmer waters, more hurricanes. Well, I don't know. Again, we do also have the Pacific. Nobody ever talks about the Pacific. I think the Pacific, those waters are going to be a little cooler than average. So we may see less hurricanes on one side of the globe and more on the other. Hurricane season officially starts June 1. That's going to be coming up. But we usually don't see the majority of the storms till the water warms up, till about mid-August to mid-October, with the peak around early September. Everyone's asking about El Nino and La Nina. Remember, we had a huge El Nino, and then following was a La Nina, where El Nino, you have this phenomenon where warmer than normal water in the eastern Pacific equatorial region. El Nino is in the Pacific Ocean, but it does have impacts on the global climate. And so there's an increased wind shear across the tropical Atlantic. So when you have more wind shear, that kind of creates, according to CNN, some more hostile conditions for economic development. And then La Nina, is the opposite of El Niño. El Niño is a little boy in Spanish. La Niña is a little girl. And La Niña is characterized by cooler water in the eastern Pacific equatorial region. And then when La Niña is present, it seems to be more favorable for hurricane development in the Atlantic. And we just had a La Niña. It was kind of weak, but we still had one. And another thing with La Niña is you see more snowstorms. And we saw more snowstorms in the Northeast. So, Dr. I think his name is Klotzbeck. Hold on a second. Let me get his name right. Dr. Phil Klotzbeck is a research scientist at Colorado State University. And he says that if El Niño were to suddenly develop, we would certainly knock down our forecast. Regardless of the activity, coastal residents are being told that it only takes one hurricane making landfall to make it an active season for them. Right? If you ask the average Floridian, okay, you have to evacuate once. They're going to be complaining that it was the worst hurricane. And I don't blame them. I mean, that really, really stinks. So what are the hurricane season names? And let's predict what's going to be a bad one. Okay. So the first one is Hurricane Alberto. That sounds bad. Alberto, you know, like Hurricane Andrew, it just kind of has that bad sounding. The thing is usually the first hurricane comes and goes and we don't know anything about it. So Alberto, even though the name sounds bad, I think we're going to be good. Hurricane Beryl, again, B-E-R-Y-L, not a very common name. I don't think we're going to hear anything about it. There's a Hurricane Chris. Chris is always somebody cool, someone laid back. Nothing's going to happen with Chris. Hurricane Debbie. I don't know. Every Debbie I know was a mean witch, so I, you know, that's something. Hurricane Ernesto. Every Ernesto I know is very, very nice. So I doubt that's going to be a bad one. Hurricane Florence, again, I'm not worried about that. Remember Florence on Good Times Every Time You Make... I think she's fine. Hurricane Gordon, again, no issues with Gordon. What TV show in the 70s where there was someone named Gordon? I forget. Now, this is where I get worried. Hurricane Helene. There's a Hurricane Helene. Jolene, Jolene. All right, I'm worried about Hurricane Helene. I'm worried about that one. Hurricane Isaac. I worry about Hurricane Joyce. I don't know about Joyce. Hurricane Kirk. There's a hurricane named Kirk. That could be a bad one. Hurricane Leslie. Not too worried about Hurricane Michael now. Hurricane Nadine, maybe. But then this one I'm worried about, a Hurricane Oscar. Maybe it's because of Oscar the Grouch. So I think Oscar's going to be a bad one. Patty, Raphael, Sarah, Tony, Hurricane Valerie, and Hurricane William. So, no, I think the bad ones are going to be maybe Ernesto, but definitely Helene, Isaac, Kirk, and Oscar. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I have had an IUD in for 5 years, and I have to say goodbye to it today to get a new one. And I've bonded with it. I've never named it. You know how people name their body parts? I don't do that. I don't name my body parts. I think that's kind of dumb. And I think it's even stupider to name my IUD. But to bond with it is perfectly intelligent. And so I'm going to be a little depressed tomorrow. Be prepared because, you know, I'm going to get a new IUD. And you never love the newer IUD like you do the old one, I hear. This was my first IUD I've ever had. IUD is an intrauterine device for birth control. And it's been through so much with me, you know. It's been a part of me for so long that saying goodbye to it is going to be really, really sad. So just, you know, hang in there with me. I know, you know, we got a lot of you guys that are very, very sympathetic and empathetic to all the stuff I'm going through with all my hormone issues. And, you know, don't worry, I'll go into complete detail. We will go into very, very descriptive detail of what happened at the gynecologist later today. But for now, while I'm in a good mood, let's get to some of your calls and questions on the answer line, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
I would suggest the use of turmeric curcumin. Curcumin is the root of the turmeric. It's a golden spice.
Mm-hmm.
It's been used for centuries. And it's good for, it's a blood thinner, an antidepressant. It works against diabetes and Alzheimer's and decalcification.
Okay. Oh, I want to talk to you live one day. That's been kind of a hot topic. What about turmeric? And the curcumin is the yellow color. It's the component that makes the yellow color in turmeric. And there has been a lot of discussion on if it prevents cancer and if there's a lot of benefits to it. Let me get that set up for you guys. I want to talk about that because, there's been some theories that when you look at the India populations, right? Asian India, and you see their cancer rates, it's a lot less than America. And they're very big on adding spices to their foods. So there's a lot of discussion on whether these spices can help prevent cancer. And if that's the case, wow. So they say here, U.S. men get 23 times more prostate cancer than men in India. Americans get 8 and 14 times more the rate of melanoma. Well, people who have darker pigment and are closer to the equator will have less cases of melanoma. That I'm finding that, and you would think those close to the equator would have higher rates of melanoma. So that's why this kind of made a statistic. Well, Americans are getting it more often, but not just a little more often. We're talking 8 to 14 times. 10 to 11 times more colorectal cancer, 9 times more endometrial cancer. Americans get 7 to 17 times more lung cancer than India men and women. 7 to 8 times more bladder cancer, 5 times more breast cancer, 9 to 12 times more kidney cancer. So we're talking a lot. They say hundreds of percent more for breast cancer. And those were differences found in a study that came from China. So, what is turmeric? So, turmeric, turmeric, they say, is the spice that gives curry its yellow color. And I thought curcumin is what really is behind the bright yellow color. It's been used in India for thousands of years as a spice and herb. And it has been, just like our caller said, it's been used for centuries, multiple civilizations. And the compounds that have the medicinal properties are called curcuminoids. The curcuminoids include curcumin. And curcumin is the main active ingredient in turmeric. And it has a powerful and anti-inflammatory effect, very strong antioxidant. Some people use it even for pain relief. But it's not that high. The content of the curcumin in turmeric is about maybe 3%. And they say most of the studies of this herb are using extracts that contain most of the curcumin itself. So those dosages may be higher than what you would really, really get if you, you know, spice your food. But people don't care. They just want to see what's happening with certain populations. You know, a lot of people are like, all right, well, let's look at the study and let me see what the N value was and any standard deviation. Was it a double-blind placebo study? And some people are really, really into that. The average person, they're not. They're like, look, you show me a population that's doing better than ours, then we will mimic what they do, whether it's exercise, whether it's what they eat. Now, as a doctor, I'm like, we can't forget about the genes, okay? The WASP sort of ethnicity of many Americans are going to be at higher risk for colon cancer and higher risk for breast cancer than we may see in other ethnicities. You know, so we have to realize that genetics is a factor. But amen and bravo to anybody who wants to, you know, try to better their diet by mimicking the diet of other, you know, societies that seem to do better. Now, they say curcumin is poorly absorbed in the bloodstream. So, if you eat black pepper with it that has piperine, That will enhance the absorption of curcumin by 2,000%. That's according to Healthline. So some people will even take peppercorns with that. So it's a naturally anti-inflammatory compound. So inflammation has been known to increase our risk of heart attack, could increase our risk of cancer. So if you fight chronic inflammation, that can help with cancer, metabolic syndrome, heart disease, even Alzheimer's. Remember we talked about how some researchers were looking at using ibuprofen to prevent Alzheimer's? Now, how does that work? Well, curcumin blocks the NFKB, which is a molecule that travels into the nuclei of cells and turns the genes on for inflammation. NFKB is a part of this inflammatory pathway. So if it fights inflammation at the molecular level, then it could fight it wholly. Now, what about antioxidants? Well, oxidative damage, we believe, you know, is behind aging and many diseases, causes free radicals, which are highly reactive molecules with unpaired electrons, and those could react with organic substances like fatty acids, protein, DNA. And so we don't want the free radicals. We want antioxidants to kind of repair the damage. And so curcumin happens to be a very potent antioxidant. It'll neutralize these free radicals and therefore preventing some of the damage. And also boost your own antioxidant activity. Then they also say curcumin boosts brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Now that helps our brain function. It's called BDNF. We've talked about that. It's a type of growth hormone that functions in the brain. And they say many common brain disorders have been linked to a dearth or a scarcity of this BDNF. So curcumin was found to increase brain levels of this. So, I mean, I know this really sounds like a wonder drug, all right, or a wonder spice, all right? Also, they think it can help improve your endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels. That helps regulate your blood pressure, blood clotting, help you with your exercise and your oxygenation. They say in one study, 121 patients who were undergoing coronary artery bypass surgery were randomized to either placebo or 4 grams of curcumin per day a few days before and after the surgery, and those that had the curcumin had a 65% less chance of developing a heart attack. Now with cancer, we got to be careful with some of these studies. They say it has been shown to reduce angiogenesis. Now, angiogenesis is a big term we hear about when we study cancer because that's the growth of new blood vessels. Tumors need blood, and they need a very robust supply. So if it reduces their blood supply, that could reduce their spread and then possibly contribute to the death of cancer cells. Again, they recommend curcumin absorbed with pepper or eaten with pepper. So Alzheimer's, arthritis, maybe depression, aging. So, you know, this curcumin seems pretty, pretty exciting. However, there are some cons to it. Okay. Some people have overdosed on it because they may feel better. This anti-inflammatory effect may also help, I guess, with some pain. So unfortunately, we have to be careful because some people can overdose on it. It could cause dizziness, blurry vision, insomnia, dry eyes, burning in the hands and feet. According to plantheherbs.com or planetherbs.com, could also cause certain bone disorders and night sweats. So I haven't seen personally a lot of people have issues with that, but I see the potential as people go, well, you know what? I'm feeling better on it. I'm not as, you know, I'm not in pain. And so they can unfortunately take a little advantage and take too much. So very, very cool. Keep your calls and comments coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back some. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, very sadly, a U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds pilot was killed in the crash of his F-16 Fighting Falcon jet during a training exercise over Nevada. Southern Nevada, happened this week. The jet went down about 10:30 a.m. Wednesday during a routine aerial demonstration training flight over the remote Nevada test and training range. This is according to a statement from Nellis Air Force Base, where the Thunderbirds are based. That's in my neck of the woods. The pilot's name was withheld pending notification of next of kin. When we found this out yesterday, I was so sad. You know, the investigation of the crash is underway, and the Thunderbirds' appearance this weekend at the March Air Reserve Base in California has been canceled. Right now, the Air Force said it was not known how the accident will impact the remainder of the 2010 Thunderbird season, and we still are, you know, in the process of figuring out how this happened. The incident was the third U.S. military aircraft crash this week. Four crew members were killed when a Marine CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter crashed Tuesday in California during a training mission along the U.S.-Mexico border west of El Centro. That same day, a Marine Harrier jet crashed during takeoff from an airport in the East African nation of Djibouti. The pilot did eject. Now, the Air Force formed the Thunderbirds back in 1953. The team's worst accident was the Diamond crash in 1982. Four pilots were killed when their planes went down at Thunderbird Lake. A malfunction in the leader's plane led him and three others to crash in the Diamond formation straight into the desert. We love the Thunderbirds, and if you've never seen them, they are amazing with what they do and what they could do with their planes, and it is dangerous. That's what makes it so thrilling to watch. And I, you know, honestly, I have no problem not watching any more Thunderbirds if it keeps, you know, our men and women safe. But it's a sad case. Another sad case that happened, I'm sure many of you guys heard about, is a gentleman who had mental illness was running around with a pipe in New York City, and I'm looking at a picture, and it looks like a gun. It looks like he's holding a gun, pointing it at people. And so New York City's police department received multiple calls. Three separate 911 calls describing a black man wearing a brown jacket, pointing a silver firearm at people on a Crown Heights street. That was at about 4:40 p.m. Unfortunately, they shot him. And when they found out what was in his hand, it was a pipe. Now, surveillance video from the buildings on the street show a man brandishing what appears to be a firearm, pointing it at people. Five officers, three in plain clothes and two in uniform, encountered the suspect on a street corner. The suspect then took a two-handed shooting stance and pointed an object at the approaching officers. Four of the officers fired a total of 10 rounds at the man, striking him. He was transported to a local hospital where he died. Now, the victim was identified as Saheed Vassell, a 34-year-old Brooklyn resident who had bipolar, according to his family. The, quote, silver firearm that police said they found he was brandishing was a silver pipe with a knob at the end. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman opened an investigation into his death, and they said, we're committed to conducting an independent, comprehensive, and fair investigation. That's according to Amy Splatnick, the spokesperson. As per an executive order, the Attorney General has the authority to oversee investigations into incidents where unarmed civilians die during interactions with police, or incidents where there is a significant question as to whether the civilian is armed or dangerous. Now, the victim's father, Eric Vassell, said the son had bipolar disorder and had been admitted to hospital several times in recent years. Now, listen, bipolar. We've talked about bipolar, and in its simplest description, it's where you basically hover and oscillate between two poles, being very, very depressed or being very high or manic and either very happy or very busy or hypersexual or gambling, etc. But bipolar disorder patients are not supposed to be. There's a lot of people out there with bipolar, a lot of artists, actors, a lot of very highly functioning people have bipolar. And it is not supposed to include these delusions. You know, a bipolar person, any of your relatives or whoever has bipolar, they usually will not take an object and point it at you like a gun. Somebody acting like that is acting more psychotic. You know, having more of a disassociation with reality. Taking a taking an object and wielding it around like a firearm, that's not what the average bipolar person does. So I'm wondering if this man was misdiagnosed. Because the last thing I want is any of you going, well, yeah, there's somebody in my work that has bipolar. A bipolar person usually doesn't do this. His family and neighbors said he was a familiar figure on the street corner and was known to be mentally ill, even by local police. Police told the Times that they had arrested Vassell before and had classified him as an emotionally disturbed person. Defending the officer's actions, Monahan said that 911 calls they received on Wednesday were not for an emotionally disturbed person. This was a call of a man pointing what 911 callers said they felt was a gun. And then when we encounter him, he turns with what appears to be a gun at the officers. And none of the officers are wearing body cameras. So, body cameras would help the situation. Again, I will defer to what police officers need. If police officers, if they feel that these cameras will hinder the work that they do or make them second guess, or people are going to be acting for the camera and always aware of a camera, you can't do what you need to in a split second. Now, the father said that the son didn't have access to his guns because he had been sick for a long time. And his son was polite and kind. So where all this may make some sort of sense, which is still such a tragic ending, is somebody who's bipolar may be more inclined to use drugs. And so I wouldn't be surprised if this gentleman had been on spice or coke or meth or whatever or something that then caused him to act erratically or drunk. Now, the fatal shooting happened less than 3 weeks after, according to BuzzFeed, Sacramento police officers fatally shot an unarmed 22-year-old black man in his own backyard after he came at them with what they said they believed to be a weapon. But it turned out to be his cell phone. But then they found that he was shot in the back. So we're still waiting to get more details on what happened with that shooting. So, Vassell did have a teenage son, and I'm looking at one of these pictures, and he looks like he is pointing a gun at somebody just standing there starting to cower. So, what do we do? What should law enforcement do? I mean, I just always knew growing up, and I understand this is not a very easy cut and dry way to, solve these problems, but I always knew that if there was a cop and you were in any sort of a stance or doing any sort of behavior that they would deem as threatening, you will get shot. Alright, that's just what happens. So don't, if they say freeze and put your hands up, you put your hands up. Okay, that's just what you do. You don't run at them. You don't reach for a cell phone. If they say freeze, you freeze. And you put your hands up. If somebody, however, is inebriated, drunk, under the influence of drugs, or under the influence of a mental illness, then they won't follow the directions. And how is a police officer who only has milliseconds to save other people as well as themselves, how are they supposed to be able to determine if somebody with mental illness is not coming after them? Is this an assailant of perfect sound mind, or is it an assailant with mental illness? And unfortunately, we may see more of this because there's no way to tell in a split second. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So do you guys remember last year there was a woman who was on her bicycle when President Donald Trump's motorcade was riding nearby, and she flipped off the president? And she was just riding. There's this picture of her where you see her from behind, and she's just giving the middle finger to the motorcade. Okay? She got fired, if you remember. Well, now we're being told that she is suing her former employer, government contractor Akima LLC, for potentially breaking state law. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday in Virginia's Fairfax County Circuit Court, her name is Julie Briskman. Briskman's lawyers argue that Akima, the company, violated state employment law by firing her because it is illegal for a government contractor to terminate an employee out of fear of unlawful government retaliation. So according to the lawsuit, Akima told Briskman she had to go because the photo, which she posted on her Facebook page, violated the company's social media policy. But Briskman claimed she was treated differently from another employee. So another employee earlier in 2017 wrote, "You are a blinking libtard blank blank." I can't say the words very dirty. And that was in a Facebook discussion, I guess, about Black Lives Matter. And they say that person was allowed to keep his job as long as he deleted his post. So Briskman's Facebook page also didn't identify her as an Akima employee, while the other worker's Facebook page did name his employer. So how did that guy keep his job and not her? They say the difference shows that Akima LLC did not force her out because of the supposed obscenity of flipping the bird. Instead, she contends the company terminated her over concerns about upsetting the federal government and potentially losing business. So she said, "I filed this lawsuit against my former employer today because I believe that Americans should not be forced to choose between their principles and their paychecks. Working for a company that does business with the federal government should provide you with greater opportunities, but should never limit your ability to criticize that government in your private time." I got something to say on that. Briskman is a 50-year-old mother of two, doesn't want her old job back. But according to her lawsuit, she said it would give 4 weeks of severance pay, and she only got 2 weeks. So she's asking for another 2 weeks of pay, and she wants the company to pay her legal fees. So she's basically seeking about $2,600. That's it. Now, obviously, I think supporters raised $130,000 for her through a GoFundMe account. And she filed her lawsuits with help attorneys from the Geller Law Group and Protect Democracy. It's a nonpartisan nonprofit that describes itself as dedicated to preventing our democracy from declining into a more authoritarian form of government. All right, so for those of you that manage employees, or for those of you who are an employee, the one thing we just don't have our poop together yet on is how the hell do we deal with social media and our airing things on social media and our employees or our personal opinions being on social media. I think we all feel the pinch that we cannot say what we want to. Somebody's watching and there'll be some retaliation. But the other thing I think a lot of us are kind of struggling with is, are we allowed to, in this society, be that disrespectful to our president or to our flag or to our veterans or to the national anthem? That's something we really haven't resolved either. Some people will say, no, no, it's freedom of speech. You know, if you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you have a right. And you do. You have a right. You don't have to stand for the national anthem. You do. You have that right. If you want to flip somebody off, you are technically allowed to show limbs and digits to people. But what, just to me, I think, I don't know if I want to say that there should be consequences, but we're trying to teach our kids that there's a level of respect that we give people. Okay? Whether it's your doctor, whether it's your pilot, whether it's your teacher. I mean, are you allowed to give a middle finger to your teacher in class? You're not. What happens to you if you give give the teacher the bird in class? You get in trouble. You get sent to the principal's office. If you keep doing it, what happens to you as a kid? You get expelled from the school. If you disrespect your teacher, you get expelled from the school. But if you disrespect the president, nothing happens. Now, maybe nothing should happen. But then it's got to be equal. It's got to be even. If you are able to flip off the President of the United States and there be no repercussions, which I think a lot of people would agree on, then you should be able to do that with your teacher. No, because kids need to learn respect. Well, how is this photo of a woman flipping off the motorcade teaching kids respect? We're so hypocritical in the way we do things. I mean, we got to take one side or the other, people. Either everybody gets the bird or nobody gets the bird. And you as a company, do you have, as a company, have a right where if you have an employee that is doing things that could technically be linked to you, don't you have a right to sever a relationship with that employee? I mean, if I had an employee that was, I guess, pro Ku Klux Klan and pro Nazi and anti-black, and, you know, would I want to keep that employee? No, because it could reflect on me. They say, well, if you aren't letting that person still work with you, that will then mean that you, you know, there's, you know, don't I have a right as an employer to, you know, not have to have stigmas that shouldn't be a part of the business attached if you have somebody going rogue? Or do I not have that right? Does everybody have a right to say however they feel? They can do whatever they want publicly. And it shouldn't reflect on the business. You know, some business owners may say the second, they may be like, look, I don't want to be responsible for stuff my employees do. If I have an employee that wants to run around the street naked, right, and do blow and get messed up, if they come to work and they do a good job, I need the media to leave us alone. Let us still, because whatever they do on their private time is their private time. Some of us may feel that way. I mean, I would really, really love how businesses are not always connected to things that certain employees do. That would really, really be nice. Well, you have somebody that was accused of touching a woman's butt. If you don't fire her, we will boycott your business. And businesses are like, well, wait a second. What if the guy is innocent? What if he never touched her butt? Can we at least go through our investigative process? No. You need to fire the actor, or you need to cancel the show, or you need to... The media puts a lot of pressure. So what is it, people? What do you want us to do? If you are going to crucify and annihilate companies, you know, on air or in the media for having an employee who that has been accused of touching someone's butt, then we have to have the same response for somebody that flips off the president. But if you're like, no, we shouldn't have that response. We shouldn't blame, you know, that person shouldn't be fired. Well, then you have to have the same, you know, you have to have the same attitude towards the other case where somebody could be innocent. We are so hypocritical. Guys, just choose one protocol, one method, and stick to it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but... If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.